guest star, Al Jolson, Cookie Fairchild and his orchestra, the Blue Ribboneers, and yours truly, Harry Bonzel, bring you...
The Eddie Cantor's Blue Ribbon Show!
All right, Cookie, as a special tribute to our guest, Al Jolson, I'd like to sing a song he made famous. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, and I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the parson, then parked and ready to call, but just like something down the street, I'm going to fall, and I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, just rolling along. Glory, hallelujah,
I just phoned the parson, hey, park, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm gonna fall.
But I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, just rolling along.
They tell you something, that song of yours was swell.
Thanks, Harry, but in a little while you'll hear the greatest singer of them all, Al Jolson. Harry, this may surprise you, but Jolson's voice is insured for $500,000.
He insured only his voice?
Yep, for the rest of his body he collected already.
No.
Believe me.
Well, just the same, Eddie, I wish I was as successful as Al Jolson.
Then do what Jolson did, invest in real estate.
Real estate?
Sure, look at the fortune Jolson made out of parks.
Oh, listen, Eddie, tell me, do you know, is Jolson really as rich as they say he is?
Sure, you know why he gets down on one knee when he sings? He's got to. He's so loaded with money, it weighs him down. Ah, but Harry, without the Jolson boys, there'd be no Jolson story.
No.
Why, when he sings the anniversary song, you can hear the tears dropping. When he sings April Showers, you can hear the rain dropping. And when he sings California, Here I Come,
yeah,
you can hear the pedestrians dropping.
Now, Eddie, listen, I know you're a great admirer of Jolson's. Why do you say those things about him?
Because he goes out of his way to insult me.
Oh,
you know how at my house, when you ring the doorbell, it chimes, we want candor, we want candor.
Yeah?
Well, he's got one that goes, you can have him, you can have him. And he's such a ham.
Oh.
Harry, I was over at his house last night, and you should see it.
Why?
Every wall is covered with pictures of him. And in his den over the fireplace is an 8-foot solid gold frame with a spotlight shining right on it.
With a painting of Jolson in the frame?
No, Jolson himself is sitting in it. There's an old master that's really an old master.
Listen, I don't understand. You sound like you're angry with that.
Well, I've got good reason to be. You should have heard the lies he told about me when a reporter from the Associated Press came to interview me.
My.
Such lies.
Well, when did this happen?
During the shooting of the Jolson story. Al was on the sound stage, getting ready to sing one of his numbers when all of a sudden... Places, everybody! This is the tape.
You ready, Mr. Jolson?
You bet I am. Rolling, boys, rolling. I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing in a song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you care for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, why? I give the world to me. I'm on the post in D-I-X. I even know my man is praying for me now. By the Swanee, the folks up north won't see me no more when I get to that Swanee store. I love you, folks at home. Oh, Swanee, how I love you. you how I love my dear old Swanee. The folks at North won't see me no more, but I get to that Swanee shore. That's it, fellas. Lay it away. You know me. One take, Jolson. That's what you call me.
Well, Mr. Jolson, yeah. I'm Mr. Hamlin of the Associated Press.
Sammy Hamlin?
That's me.
Uh-huh.
Can you give me that interview now?
Why, sure. What do you want to know?
Well, how did you first get your start in showbiz?
Well, I was 8 years old at the time, and I went to my neighborhood theater to see an old vaudeville headliner. His name was Eddie Cannon.
Eddie Cantor?
Oh, yeah. He was popular years ago. Yes, years ago. I can still see and remember my visit to that theater. There on the marquee outside was the name of Eddie Cantor. Lit up in gas. Oh, it was beautiful.
Mr. Jolson, tell me, just how old is Eddie Cantor?
Just how old or how old?
Well, either way.
All right. Well, let me see. Eddie is 20 years older than I am. He should be about, 44, 46, 48, 49.
Look, Mr. Jolson, I'm trying to get Tanner's age. So far, you've given me 40, 44, 46, 48, 49.
Add them up and you got it. That's all.
Tell me, Mr. Jolson, you were just a little boy when you met Eddie Cantor.
Yes, I'll never forget our meeting. Eddie had just come into town with his wife and 5 daughters.
Did you say his 5 daughters?
Yeah. Dame May Whitty, Marjorie Main, Elsa Maxwell, Beulah Bundy, Busher and Sophie Tucker. Yes, sir. Come in. Anyway, after the performance, I went backstage and knocked on Eddie's dressing door.
Yes? Who's there? Come in.
Well, it was me knocking before, but you did. Al Jolson. Can I?
Wait a minute. Can you give me one line? At least it's my program.
With Crosby, I can say anything I want.
Go ahead. With Crosby, you have to. Listen, I'll tell you what you do. How did this little boy with the sailor suit and the busted brown haircut get in here? What is your name, Sonny Boy?
Well. My right name is Asa Jolson, but the boys all call me Al Jolson because they think I'm a Swede. Look, can I climb upon your knee?
Well, come here, Al. There. A young boy sitting on the lap of the great Eddie Cantor. Son, make the most of it. It'll never happen to you again.
You make the most of it. It ain't never going to happen to you again.
Very funny. How old are you, Sonny?
I'm 8 years old, but I've got talent. Mr. Cantor, I'm going to be a big star when I reach your age.
Becoming a star will be a long, tough battle.
Reaching your age ain't going to be a cinch either, I'll tell you.
Age doesn't matter, my boy. The name of Cantor really packs him into the theater. This afternoon, hundreds of people paid to hear me sing.
That's silly. Why didn't he sneak in the back door like I did?
Wait a minute. I think you better sneak her right out again. But that back door was closed. How were you able to sneak in?
While you were singing, a lot of people sneaked out.
Yeah, but you like my singing, don't you?
Yeah. But I like the chorus girls better.
Chorus girls? You're still a kid, Al. When you get to be my age, you'll know lots of chorus girls.
Huh?
I say when you get to be my age, you'll know lots of chorus girls.
When I get to be your age, Eddie.
Yeah.
Who crossed out the answer?
Well, Eddie, so that is the story that Al Jolson told about you.
Yes, Harry, lies, all of it lies. If that reporter had only come to me, I would have given them the true story of our meeting.
Well, what is the true story?
Well, I was only 8 years old at the time. I was very wealthy and lived in Washington. One morning, my French governess came to me. to give me my daily French lesson.
Ah, Edward, mon cher, it is time for your French lesson.
I don't want to study foreign languages, Nana.
Oh, one must study these things if one wishes to be a citizen of the world. Take me. I have married gentlemen all over Europe. I have children in France, children in Hungary, children in Italy. I have children in Sweden.
How are things in Glacamora? I don't want to learn French, Nancy.
Oh, but if you study, I have a double treat in store for you.
Yes?
Ah, oui. I will take you to the inauguration of our new president, Abraham Lincoln. Ah, oui. And afterwards, to the theater to see the farewell performance of Al Jolson.
Oh, Ginger Peachy.
All right, now. Study your French lesson and we will go.
No, I won't. If you make me study French, I'll tell my mommy about you and the butcher.
I don't even know the butcher.
I'll tell her about you and the gas man.
I don't know the gas man either.
I'll tell her about you and the ice man.
You wouldn't dare.
I knew I'd trap her. Ain't I a stinker for 8 years old?
Ah, then never mind. Put on your hat and let's go.
Oh, Nana, you were so right. I enjoyed the show a lot. Jolson is a very great singer. I'd like to meet him.
I knew you would. That is why I brought you backstage. Now, here is his dressing room. Knock on the door and go in.
Come in.
Mr. Jolson, I want to go on the stage. Would you tell me the secret of your success?
Why, sure, sonny. Everything I am today, I owe to one person. One person whom I love, honor, and worship.
Who is that?
Me.
Gee, Mr. Jolson, you're so modest.
Excuse me, son. Go away, boy, you bother me. Hi, line answer the phone. Hello? What? No, don't go out. Oh, no. It's a little damp outside, and you got to take care of yourself. Now, tell me what you do. You eat a good breakfast, a lot of oatmeal, put a hunk of butter in the middle, and a lot of cream, and then have the nurse take your temperature. Oh, I know you're not sick, but I can't take any chances. Goodbye.
Who was that?
Larry Parks. If anything happens to him...
Gee, won't you help me get on the stage, Uncle Jolson?
Uncle Jolson?
Yes, I feel like you're sort of an uncle to me.
Well, I'm a monkey's uncle. How do you like that?
Won't you help me, please, Mr. Jolson?
Sure. Now, all you have to remember on that stage, son, is that the audience is part of you. They've got the same troubles, the same heartaches, the same joys, and the same memories you have. How they love to hear about those memories. Their childhood, their first date, and sweetest of all, the memory of their wedding day. Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed. We vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. The world was in bloom. There were stars in the skies, except for the few that were there in your eyes. Here as I held you close in my arms, angels are singing a hymn to your charm, to hearts that we beat me, murmuring. My darling, I love you so. The night seemed to fade into blossoming dawn. The sun shone anew, but the dance lingered on. Could we
but we live that sweet moment sublime with ties that our love is on altar by time.
Harry. Harry, let me ask you something. Isn't Al's anniversary song beautiful? Doesn't it touch something deep in your heart?
It certainly does. It reminds me of the day I married my wife. You know, our marriage turned out very unhappily.
Why? What do you mean?
We're still married.
But, Harry, I thought yours was such a happy marriage.
No, Eddie, no. My trouble started right with our honeymoon, you know.
It did?
She wanted to go to Niagara Falls and look at the beautiful scenery. I wanted to go to Milwaukee and look at the Pabst Blue Ribbon Brewery. Yeah. So we compromised.
What did you do?
We went to Milwaukee, and she still had her Niagara Falls.
Why, how was that, Harry?
Well, for 3 days, I let the shower run in the bathroom.
Harry, how could you have been so cruel to your bride?
Eddie, I don't know. She loved me so much.
She did, huh?
Yeah. We were alone.
Yeah.
She nestled up close to me and said, darling, those blue eyes of yours, they're mine.
Yeah.
Those tender lips of yours, they're mine. Those strong arms of yours, they're mine. And I said,
yes?
When you get to the bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon, that's mine.
Harry, I'll bet she was a beautiful bride.
Oh, she was. She was beautiful. She had hair the color of rippling grain. Grain from which the gold and mellow goodness of Pabst Blue Ribbon is brewed.
Oh,
she had a graceful neck that blended into a figure of matchless, full-bodied perfection.
Your wife?
No, Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. The beer that is ordered with confidence and served with pride. Fresh, clean, sparkling, with the real beer taste coming through just the way
you like. All right, Harry, all right. Now get back to your honeymoon, will you, Harry?
The honeymoon?
Yes.
Oh, I'll always remember that moment, Eddie. The thrill of lips touching for the first time. That tingling, exhilarating sensation.
You're talking about your wife.
No, Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. The beer with those 33 fine brews. The beer that always has that just right taste. Not too dark, not too light. But always the same clear, appetizing flavor from bottle to bottle, from barrel to barrel, from year to year. Eddie, you know something?
What, Harry? What?
There's just one thing in the whole business that I regret.
What is that?
If I had only known when I was younger how empty the whole thing was, I would have returned it and gotten my 2 cents back.
You're talking about a bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon?
No, my wife. You know what? You'll be able to settle that argument about your ages now. Look who just came in. Al Jolson.
Al!
Eddie?
Yeah?
I came over to tell you I'm going to stop telling lies about you.
Well, and Al, I'm going to stop telling lies about you.
Good.
I want to go on record as saying that the years have not touched you at all. You're as young, as vibrant, as full of life, and as handsome as you ever were.
Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah.
Great. And of all the talents on the stage today, yours is the greatest.
That's a great laugh.
Yours is the finest. That's no use, Eddie. We're still lying about it.
Well, you know, I've been wondering, is the Jolson story really the story of your life?
Of course it's my life story. It starts with me as a baby. And it ends when I'm 35.
You know you have enough years left over to make 2 more pictures? but you're a lucky man.
Yeah.
Most people don't have their life story on the screen until after they're dead.
Yeah. How come they haven't made yours?
Look, Al, you weren't exactly on the screen either. They just used your voice, remember?
Well, it's a new trend, Eddie, and I expect to make a few more pictures where they just use my voice.
That's what worries me.
What?
When Nora Prentice finally opens her mouth, out will come 4 choruses of April showers. but Al, the name of Jolson has found a permanent place in the Theatrical Hall of Fame.
Really?
Why, I read in the papers the other day that up in Northern California, they named the town after you. They did, you know.
Really?
They did.
Well, Eddie, I want to tell you something. You've got a lot to be proud of, too. I visited the east side of New York recently. You know what they're doing to that little house on Henry Street where you were born?
What?
They're tearing it down to erect a vacant lot.
Von Zell, you see how he insults me? This is my friend. And this is the man you idolize.
Well, Eddie, I just like him.
And I like Von Zell, too.
Well, Mr. Jolson, it's true. I've been a fan of yours for a good many years.
I may get a program of my own. I'll use you.
Well,
well, yeah.
Working for Cantor, I could use a little something. Yeah. But really, Mr. Jolson, I've heard you sing Mammy on the stage. I've heard you sing Mammy on the radio.
Thank you.
I've heard you sing Mammy in pictures. Mm-hmm. There's just one thing I want to ask you. What do you hear from Pappy?
He's fooling, Al. He's fooling. Al, after all, every time you sing Mammy, the people love it. Why? I don't know.
You don't know.
Why do you do that so unusual? You get down on one knee, they don't know whether you're singing or starting a crap game. Isn't that so, Al?
Kenny, this is your program, you know.
I know.
When you sing, you sound like you're in a crap game and you're losing.
Is that so? Well, Al, let me show you how easy it is for me to sing like you.
Go ahead.
California, here I come, yeah. Right back to where I started from, yeah. Where flowers, the flowers bloom in the spring. This morning, at dawning, bird is singing, everything the sun dismissed said. Don't be late, yeah. That's why I can hardly wait. Open up, open up, open up that golden gate. California, here I come. Well, Jolie, did you like that, Jolie? Well, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Ha ha. I heard it, and I ain't heard nothing yet. And what about your style? Are you nuts or something, the way you run up and down? Last time I saw you on the stage, you sang six choruses of Susie that broke the track record of Santa Anita at the same time. Listen, Eddie, here's my idea of what you sound like. You do like I never did. No, no, oh, what a girl. It's not so classy. It's embarrassing. Oh, oh, holy Moses, what a session. We went riding, she didn't walk. That's from Yonkers. I'm the one who has to walk. You do like I know do this. Oh, oh, what a girl.
Hey, Jody, does my voice sound like that?
If it does, ask for more money.
I'll have to pay you. Listen, Al, you know your voice is greater than ever. And you know something? I've been thinking all the time you've been singing up here. You come along. You want to lie down for a minute?
I don't want to say that, but I think I blew a gasket.
Al, you know you've come a long way since you were a poor kid on the streets of Washington.
Eddie, I'll never forget those days. When I was a kid, my father was always complaining about my dirty face. He said I'd never amount to anything. Then years later, when I became a star on Broadway, my father came to the theater to watch me perform. As I finished singing Mammy in blackface, I noticed my father was crying. I said, Pop, are you crying because you're proud of your boy? He said, no. Here it is 30 years later, and you still didn't wash your face.
Al, you know, I have my memories as a kid, too.
Yeah?
I used to stand on street corners and entertain. I would do imitations, and people threw pennies at me. Then they added a tap dance, and they threw nickels at me. Then I began to sing, and they threw quarters. Then I started telling jokes, back to pennies again.
But, Eddie, today you're one of the real big men in radio.
A big man in radio. I'm a fill-in between Rinso White and Frost Warning. Al, you know, radio's nothing like the old days in show business. In radio, if they want to listen to you, they don't have to leave their homes, you know. They just flick you on and flick you off.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between your clicking and taking the licking is their flicking. Mm-hmm. But, Al, before radio, when you were on the stage at the Winter Garden, people left their homes and traveled from all over the country, waited in line for tickets, just for a chance to see and hear the great Al Jolson.
Oh, that's mighty sweet of you, Eddie. And there's lots of nice things I can say about you, too. But there's a little lady in front of the house tonight. I happen to see her come in. I think she, in a way, should share the credit of your success and entertainer. She's sitting out there, and I'd like to sing a little song and dedicate it to her.
Ida,
sweet as apple cider. Sweeter than all I know. I'm out in the silvery moonlight. Of love will whisper so soft and low. Seems bold, can't live without you. Listen, my honeydew, do do. I delight you. Because I love you, I'd a delight you.
Al, wonderful. Just one. But you know something, Al? I just happen to think that in all the years we've been in show business, you and I have never sung a song together. You realize
that? That's right. But do you think the folks could stand two of us at the same time?
Well, wait. There's your answer, Al. Let you and I, let you and me get into a hundred.
You and I is all right. You don't have to care. What, do you want to make the show longer?
No. I've had an education. Listen, Al. Why don't we rehearse or do it while Harry Bonzel takes over? Come on, Al.
All right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're certainly in for a treat. You're about to hear a blending of two great voices for the first time. But while Eddie and Al are getting ready, I'd like to make a brief announcement about a blending that's been going on for a long, long time. The blending of 33 fine brews into one great beer, Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. You've enjoyed Pabst Blue Ribbon for many years, and we know you'd like to keep enjoying it. So won't you please return those empty bottles? You see, this bottle shortage is much more serious than most folks realize. It's not just Pabst Blue Ribbon bottles. I'm getting more laughs on the commercial than they did. But I repeat, really, the bottle shortage is really a very serious thing. And it's not Pabst Blue Ribbon bottles purely, but milk bottles, Hoffman's Ginger Ale bottles, in fact, all kinds of glass containers, and a sentence to last through 1947. So why not turn in all your empty bottles and help relieve that glass shortage? At the same time, collect the deposit money that's coming to you. Those empty Pabst Blue Ribbon bottles should be back right now at the breweries being filled with Pabst Blue Ribbon, the beer that's blended from 33 fine brews for lighter taste, for finer, wholesome, mellow, real beer taste. Remember, the more bottles you turn in, the more blended, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon we can turn out for you.
33 fine brews blended into one drink.
Are you ready for the duet, Al?
Ready, Eddie.
Okay, Cookie, give us an intro now. Don't sing loud, because I'm younger than you and my voice is changing.
For the better, I hope. Hit it, Cookie, hit it.
Goodbye.
Good, 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 see, don't cry. The little future brain that takes me away from you. No words can tell how sad it makes me.
Kiss me, tootsie, and then do it
over again.
Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. And if you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail.
Don't cry, tootsie, don't cry.
Thank you, Al Jolson. Thank you for the kind of an evening only you can make possible. The past half hour has proved once again that you're still the world's greatest entertainer. Thanks for listening, ladies.